Whether in Buffalo Gap or Buffalo Springs, Fort Belknap or Fort Chadburn, or Sweetwater or Sweet Home, for the news of Texas, the source is Pratt on Texas. Here's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, in the heat of a war for the future of society, it seems many GOP elected leaders want to spend more time worrying about process bureaucracy and their own fun than actually winning battles. It's as if they'd rather lose at the front if winning takes away time from the officers' club or golf course, to continue the war and military analogy. We've got a ton from the legislature, and we've just got these pitiful examples of Republicans basically wanting, they want the cake and eat it too. They want the red meat and eat it too. They want to be able to tell you they did something on these culture war fronts that are extraordinarily important, because it's how the left is using our institutions, making us pay for it, for them to brainwash our children in this society. They don't really want to fight. They want to say they did it, but they actually work with Democrats to make sure that they're not really doing the job. We'll talk about that and much more, school choice and other things from the legislature as it's in its final week in Austin. Our Lone Star story of the day, every day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with the drug testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906, 800-411-6906, AlliedCompliance.com. And by the way, Allied Compliance is getting more and more important to your business, just staying in business. Have you seen the new big study out that was in the press from Quest Diagnostics? Because they do so much testing across the entire United States. Positive marijuana tests following workplace accidents is the highest in 25 years, meaning if you have to do the test after an accident happens, the incident of marijuana being present has hit the highest level in a quarter of a century, as Democrats and dumb Republicans run around trying to make sure that we legalize more drugs. Well, your future of your business, whether you stay in business or not, is on the line, and whether you have done everything you can to mitigate these risks. When it comes to the courtroom, it's going to be, what did they do to ensure safety when that something terrible happens and workers or innocent people on the streets are killed? That's why companies use Allied Compliance Services. They've been with us a long time, my friends. AlliedCompliance.com, 800-411-6906. Talk to Lee Nell, and she's the founder, president, chief. Got a lot of folks, offices in Fort Worth and across West Texas out of Lubbock. All right, my friends, also coming up, Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham trying to warn Texans just how horrible to our lives are Biden's power plant regulations. Everybody's been ringing these alarm bells, but very little said in your local do-nothing, know-nothing local press outlets, and you're sure not going to get it from the national people. I wonder, it's very funny, because in my lifetime, the South was the old Democrat stronghold, and a lot of states, New York, Massachusetts, places had, Illinois, Republicans a lot of times. And by my lifetime, the Reagan years, those were toss-up states. And now the South went from being reliably Democrat to being the most, not just Republican, but conservative Republican. Maybe this power plant stuff is to depopulate the South. You got to think about these things. The country, the South never grew into massive might until power became cheap enough and technology made it where you can have good air conditioning, because otherwise it's just hard to get along. Governor DeSantis to announce his 2024 presidential bid. This is what everybody's all a Twitter about today, and it's the right thing to be all a Twitter, because apparently he's going to do it via a Twitter event with Elon Musk. That's right, and this is sources say that it'll happen at Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, which is 5 p.m., I guess, Central Time, in a conversation with Elon Musk on Twitter. And he's supposed to file paperwork with the Federal Election Commission at the same time and his first big TV interview after that announcement. The guy who's got what they say in the media, the big get, G-E-T, get it. The big get is Trey Gowdy on Fox News tonight on Wednesday, trying to bolster their sinking ratings. By the way, I mentioned yesterday how awful this is and how you folks better learn to do things like go online and find podcasts and things, because the Wall Street culture now is not pro-business or conservative. Most of the large things like BlackRock, the largest fund in the world, these funds that own everything are dedicated to pure leftism around the world, openly so now. How the world has changed. And folks, they're using their power to squeeze out dissent and difference of opinion from any of the big, giant mainstream platforms, whether it be television, newspaper, you name it. You better go learn how to do things like look up the Pride on Texas podcast. We're lucky in Lubbock and in Abilene. We've got great radio affiliates that are owned by people who stand up for things no matter what pressure comes toward them. But let me tell you, from firsthand experience, that's not true everywhere else, and it's rare. So you need to learn how to do things. Like, go to proudontexas.com and hear not only the daily show if you miss it on radio or you live outside of an affiliate area or you can't listen online through the live stream at 5 o'clock. You need to go do it, because we have other in-depth conversations about the very things these companies won't allow on. And what got me on that was talking about Fox. Yesterday, I told you, indeed, a memo had been leaked, and that was broken by Just the News, John Solomon's outlet, telling they're forcing the transgender and woke agenda. Let's just call it woke. This is perversion. This is sin. This is direct sexual perversion on their employees now, with telling them to dress the way they feel their gender is and to use whichever bathroom they want and everything else. So you can't, Fox is going to get a little bit of bump here, and they're going to try to get back in the game through the presidential election. But you as a consumer need to be apprised of what's going on behind the scenes. There was speaking of DeSantis getting in the race, there was a very interesting piece by Ben Demonich, I guess he says it, Demonich, at The Spectator. And it caught my attention because Tim Scott is very likable. I mean, very, very likable. He's got 0% in a poll in Texas, but people don't even know who he is. But, you know, he's South Carolina senator, black man, Republican, speaks very well, has an incredibly positive story to tell. But this piece was interesting. It's a short piece at thespectator.com. Tim Scott appeals to a GOP of the past. This is not a Terry Mutt piece. This is a piece Ben actually thinks it's unfortunate that this is where we find ourselves. He says, if the critique of Florida Governor DeSantis is he's too impersonal, cold, and calculating in his quest for the White House, Scott's the opposite. Everything on him is based on his personal story, overcoming poverty, and on and on. Then he writes later, Scott's problem is that he, like fellow South Carolinian Nikki Haley, has built his reputation on an appeal out of step with the fire and brimstone talk of the current moment. Are Republican primary voters really interested in feel-good talk about the country, or are they more inclined toward messages in line with the constant toxicity of the culture wars? Now, that's Ben's take of it. Ben needs to wake up and realize, or the real question is, or do they want a candidate who it's very clear understands that we're in a war for our very lives? We're in a war of good and evil, straight out of the Bible and what we've been taught now, to prophecy and everything else. And that's really the question. And I think right now that it is, you know, these people like this, oh, well, that's just a bunch of vitriol. And yeah, some of the methods are pretty bad, but I think he's right that the country is more in line with the bitter, well, as he puts it, fire and brimstone over the issues. And that's a problem for Tim Scott. However, I do believe it's possible to deal with these things forcefully in a different tone than the nastiness we've become accustomed to, and do so effectively.
It's time for Pratt to breathe. Pratt on Texas returns in a moment.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem. Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually.
You can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
Employers, are you needing to fill a position? I'm Michael White with Goodwin Recruiting. I can take the burden and headache off your plate and find the best candidate for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. That's mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Email me for more information and let me know that you heard it on Pratt. Get the Goodwin team working for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Connecting great people to great employers. That is the Goodwin Recruiting way.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Some claim to cover Texas. Here's a man who proves his claim daily. It's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Some headlines I want to say. Sorry, too bad. Hate it. See, it happen. I don't watch the NBA, but it's bad to see our Texas Tech Red Raider, Darvin Ham, the great Tech player and wonderful guy from everything I know. And some of my friends knew him very well, used to play with him a lot in the games in the rec center and know him. Still, he's the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers now. Did y'all know that? Did you know Red Raider was the coach of the famed LA Lakers? Well, they lost the playoffs there to the Denver Nuggets, who get to go now to the NBA Finals. Too bad for Darvin Ham. Garland, 17-year-old, killed after being struck by a DART train. That's the Dallas Area Rapid Transit, their light rail train system. He was apparently walking home about 7 o'clock, and he was going across the tracks. Apparently the signals were down, and they'll investigate, and was hit by the train. Family that had him is missing. Francisco Chavez, 17-year-old, and in Garland. You know, that's terrible. It's a terrible tragedy. I'm not making light of it, but let's ban trains. I mean, I'm just getting sick of every time someone misuses a firearm to kill someone or misuses it even to kill themselves or somebody next to them. It's, oh, well, we got to ban guns. I mean, people die every day. They die every day in terrible tragedies from all kinds of sources. Bags of money stolen in armored vehicle robbery in San Antonio outside of Walgreens. KENS tells us that about 11:30 in the morning, suspects followed a security guard, a female. She was loading money in the vehicle, hit her with the gun, stole the gun and some bags of money, and took off. They hadn't caught them yet. An ex-Killeen ISD music teacher is being investigated for sexual assault of a child. And this has been reported by KWTX that the ISD in Killeen is working with the PD there, that both the district police department and the city police department, to investigate former music teacher at their elementary school. He's been arrested in North Carolina on a charge of aggravated sexual assault of a child. His name was McCullani Jones. He's not been at the district for, I think last year is when he left. So you want to find out if these people tend to do the same thing over and over. Former Tyler ISD substitute teacher arrested, accused of inappropriately touching a fourth grade student, KETK. Reporting she was a substitute and was arrested Friday. She was running the ISS room, the in-school suspension. Karen Dunn, 48, and apparently a female child, says this substitute teacher woman, touched her inappropriately, and apparently there's been enough of an investigation to go arrest this person. Man arrested after allegedly attempting to run over his 92-year-old father with his pickup. I kid you not, this also in East Texas, KETK. Witness said Rance Graham, 65 years old, that's the son, was using his pickup truck to chase his father, Billy Graham. Yes, the different Billy Graham, famous name. 92 years of age in an attempt to run him over. Fortunately, the 92-year-old was quick enough to run away. Son, the 65-year-old's been arrested. That's why we call it the Pine Curtain, friends. There's just a lot of things go in the shade of those, go on in the shade of those trees in East Texas. Another company moving from California, moving their headquarters to the Dallas area, Frisco, actually, Ruiz Foods. You know them in the grocery store as the El Monterrey brand. They're the largest seller of frozen Mexican food in the country. It's a family-owned company. Fred Ruiz and his father, Luis, founded it in 1964. They kind of made the step into Texas already and called it co-headquarters. They're going to leave their big main manufacturing plant in Dinuba, California. But they're moving the money people and the bosses and everybody fully to Texas now. This was a great story. Yes, I am covered up with legislative news, but we'll get through it. We'll get through it. I don't want to spend the whole dang show ranting on some of these things, you know, every single day. I want to get some other things in here. This is a cool story because I love entrepreneurism out of Waxahachie. WFAA reported it. That there's this guy named Jose Vela. He loves Topo Chico. He drinks it all the time, which I think is hilarious that people buy and love. It's good. Don't get me wrong. But you buy and import water from a country where you're not supposed to drink the water. And, you know, I've spent more time than most of you have in. And by the way, I've spent more time in Mexico than a lot of the people I've met in my life who call themselves Mexican-Americans who have never even been there. My wife being from there, we used to spend part of every year there. But anyway, I've always thought it funny people import water from a country known for don't drink the water. Anyway, this guy loves it, and he's an artist, and he's a good artist. So he's been buying these plain, you know, white shoes at a local store and painting them. People pay him to paint them. And he loves Topo Chico, and he's painted tons of them with the logo. And he's getting emails, people wanting them. And Coca-Cola owns Topo Chico, for those of you who think you're dealing with some little company. Found out what he's doing. He said, oh, no, I got the email. I thought I was in trouble. He said, if they want me to stop, I'll stop. That's not a problem. He thought it was a cease and desist letter. Instead, they sent an order for 77 pairs, hand-painted by him. And his biggest order he's ever had. And isn't it wonderful how our Lord works with us? Because about a week before that happened, he quit his job to pursue full-time art, and he'd been wondering if he had made a mistake. I know how it feels. Can't sleep at night. And he said, this was an affirmation. This is where I'm supposed to be at this time, what I'm supposed to be doing. He is very talented, ladies and gentlemen. Lubbock County Commissioners, quote, excited, end quote, about possible new medical examiner's office. A big story by Sidney Lowther at KCBD, but it's an interesting story by what it doesn't say, which is a little bit bothersome because it talks to that Curtis Parrish there, the guy that just loves to build money, you know, spend money and grow things. Ran as a conservative, but isn't and never was. I mean, he's not even really a social conservative. The guy's the biggest opponent for regulating these seedy game rooms that cover the whole county. Anyway, this guy. So the whole story's been, oh, they got $10 million out of this federal largesse stuff that's created, by the way, made all of us poorer tremendously by making our dollars worth less, this inflation, that COVID stuff they gave out, America Rescue Plan. So they got $10 million, but they need a whole bunch more than that, maybe four or five times that. And they want to, you know, have a forensic pathologist and stop sending stuff off and build a new building and all that. And of course, I've been around long enough to know that every single time we've done this, every time it's turned out to be some kind of scandal. It may not always reach 60 minutes in the national media over and over like Ralph Erdman, but it's been a scandal of, is the guy doing the job? He's one of the highest paid people in Texas on a public payroll. Is he actually working? What's going on? It's just been a nightmare. I don't know why they are so intent on running this stuff in-house instead of farming it out. You don't have to go to other government labs, too. There are private sector deals. But anyway, I just thought it was very interesting talking about all this stuff, but no mention of a bond debt election in here. And yet I have been told that they are planning to bring it as a bond election. So is KCBD Television's reporter and news director just ignorant for not asking the question? Or is this a coordinated campaign to start building it up for everybody? And, oh, we got this money from here and here. And it's a deal now. We just need this much from voters to raise their taxes. We'll see. I just wonder. I really do. Today in Texas history, the 23rd of May, 23 de Mayo, in 1871, the Texas legislature directed the governor to appoint a superintendent with a 4-year term to administer the Texas Bureau of Immigration. Their idea was to promote immigration because we needed people then. And in 1934, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow were ambushed and killed by Texas Rangers over in Louisiana. Their bodies were put on public display in Dallas before they were buried. And it's the date, 1984, the landmark Edgewood ISD case against the Texas education system, public ed system, was filed, in which they finally won, showing that it did not provide anything near an equal education for the children across the state. Back in a moment.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
Laugh if you must, but friends know that I had a hard time finding words to express how positive my experience was going to the dentist. Not just any dentist, but Dr. Sylvia Suniga of Dental Care. Money matters too, and it cost us less than half of my lowest quote at home to visit Dr. Suniga at Dental Care in Costa Rica. That included a top hotel for a week, fancy dinners, airfare for both Isabel and me, and a private driver, and much more dental work than those local quotes covered. In fact, I had it all done. No wonder my Lubbock neighbor had been using her for his dental work for years. The work was the best I've ever had, the attention to detail more than you'll get here. If you have expensive dental challenges or just need crowns or cosmetic work or implants, learn more about Dr. Sylvia Suniga and Dental Care by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. See Sylvia's beautiful face and click the banner at my website, PrattOnTexas.com. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
From pallet forks to parking lot sweepers and brush cutters and snow blades to land levelers, West Texas Attachments has the skid steer attachments you need. West Texas Attachments is your go-to on all skid steer attachments, rent or buy. Find out more at westtexasattachments.com or visit the new facility at 1107 East Slayton Highway, inside the loop near Bruckner Truck. West Texas Attachments, 1107 East Slayton Highway. All the skid steer attachments you'll need.
He reads the entire state press each day, so you don't have to. It's your Texas anchorman, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Let's jump down to the legislature, our Lone Star story of the day, in which I ask, why are so many Republicans, and it's not all of them by any means, but it's a lot of them, always, they're just never interested in actually winning the battles in the culture war or and even the political war. They often are the first to step up and just, even when they don't need to for votes, just give things away and water down things. And it shows a lack of integrity because they lie to you. I've watched it my entire life, including with people I was very close to. Come back home, tell everybody, we passed this and this. But don't tell you that, yeah, you passed it in name only, but you gutted the bill so it doesn't really do anything. And let's get back to the DEI ban because I spoke about that yesterday. There's more coverage of that. Brandon Walton's at the scorecard. Texas House Republicans reject effort to fix watered-down DEI ban. I told you it was watered down. And he goes into the detail like other states, like Florida under DeSantis. They're going forward with it and doing it right. But after hours of debate on Friday evening, the bill's sponsor, John Kemple of Seguin, introduced an amendment to water down the bill. Why? Why? Why did you need to do this? You've got more than enough votes to win, even if a whole bunch of Republicans don't go along with you. The amendment delays, and by the way, we want them to vote that way because then we know who to primary. And that's exactly why leadership shuts things down, because that's their job, protect them from casting the votes. In other words, it's always not about the state or the ideology with leadership, most leadership, unlike Dan Patrick plays it a little bit differently. But in the House, the whole idea is the speaker's job is to protect incumbency, period, of both parties. It's because they're in a special club, you see. So the amendment delays the start of the ban to next year, requires schools to conduct an annual studies on DEI on their campuses, and most notably requires them to keep the administrators employed to find other positions for them within the school. I addressed this yesterday. Scott Yenner, Senior Director of State Coalitions at Claremont Institute Center for the American Way of Life, says this will allow DEI to live in other departments. Exactly what I said yesterday. He said most DEI administrators are not qualified to do anything but grievance activism. Truly, I mean, they don't have the credentials to go teach a class in something. So they will just keep doing it with a more mundane sounding title, he said. Isn't that what I told you yesterday? And by the way, no discussion or opposition to adopting that amendment Friday night to water it down. When it was brought for final approval yesterday, State Rep. Tony Tenderholt, who was absent for illness during Friday night debate, brought an amendment to undo the watering down. He said he was disgusted to see members being led to believe they were passing a meaningful DEI ban when, in fact, it is much weaker than the version passed by the Senate. So, Tenderholt, let's wait Friday night. They'd been all night. The Democrats had been delaying it. So Tenderholt gives them a chance to fix it. They didn't care. Only 31 members, a minority of the chamber's 85 Republicans, voted to re-strengthen the legislation. By the way, in Lubbock, Carl Tepper voted for it. This is a big issue for him. He voted for Tenderholt's amendment. He voted the right way. Burroughs from Lubbock voted with the left, and so did Stan Lambert in Abilene. And the same way on another amendment that would alter the requirement for universities to keep these people employed to try to find them employment by requiring them to find employment in other states. That's pretty good. But this is what I was telling you. Here you got the story there saying what my take on it was. And then we get another story by Katie Marshall in the scorecard. Texas public school administrators admit to ignoring critical race theory ban. Although state law bans Texas public school officials from teaching critical race theory. By the way, Republican leadership pretty well killed that for our colleges here. A new video shows administrators from several Dallas area districts admitting to infusing the curriculum with racist ideology. That's right. This is a new video out where they admit it. You got like Tara Nichols, director of teaching and learning at Mesquite ISD, downplayed parental concerns over explicit materials in school libraries and called former state rep Matt Krause's list of more than 800 library books silly. They were bad books. Well, there's more of these people. They got them at Keller ISD and everything else. It's like Donna Hodge there, their academic coordinator, said it's embedded. We have some things called social-emotional, but when CRT came out with all the new laws, they had to change the wording. So it's just now embedded. Another administrator from Plano ISD, Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Brian Lyons, was filmed saying the district still requires diversity and inclusion training for teachers, but uses different wording to evade the law. Isn't that precisely what I told you the lying Republicans are doing with the DEI? They so weaken it with so many exceptions. Now, remember, we hadn't got the compromise with the Senate and work out the details, then both bodies have to pass them again, okay? But that's what they're doing. And it's unethical. They just lie to you. If they don't want to end it, just say you don't want to end it and vote with the Democrats. They want to give you and dangle the red meat and say they did it. Sort of like for 2.5 years, Governor Abbott spending over $4 billion saying we're repelling people at the border and never repelled one single person, never even tried. Even when we laid the concertina wire down, the razor wire, we actually then immediately helped people through it when they walked up on the side of the Rio Grande. And now that 2 or 3 videos have been shown of it, of them repelling them, he's putting out all kinds of press releases and getting all kinds of stories from people. Look, they're really doing it. Hey, if they're really going to do it, good. But if it's just a few little photo ops, it doesn't do much good. But this is my point, how vociferously strong the governor had been on this and what we're doing with Operation Lone Star. Instead, Ken Cuccinelli was right. It's all $4 billion plus of our money for a photo op for himself and a few other politicians, and to get on Fox News all the time, trying to lay the groundwork for a presidential campaign or something similar. And this is wrong. Well, they're doing this with DEI and other things. The same kind of misleading, the same unethical action. House lawmakers rejected a ban on college faculty tenure, Senate Bill 18. The Senate passed it and everything, but the House watered it down quite a bit. This is a bill that I'm not sure is in our best interest. I really don't think it's in our best interest. I believe right now that tenure is what protects the few conservatives that exist. And by the way, they're not going to be any of those if you continue to have DEI, because again, the public doesn't seem to understand that DEI is not a class for kids. It is a indoctrination deal for every member of faculty and staff to learn, and that you and it puts in place, systematically puts in place, rules and procedures by which no one outside of the far left will ever be hired again. So as these tenured conservatives die off, there'll never be another conservative voice unless you strongly, strongly stop this DEI on college campuses. But instead, too much of our Republican leadership just wants to go the lying route, the dishonest route, and say they did something that they didn't really do. Too many exceptions. Another version of this, tenure reform at public universities passes in the House. Again, that was from the Texan. It was a little bit watered down. We'll see. School choice. The libs are all mad that Senator Creighton added the school choice to the House Bill 100, which is hilarious because it's that Ken King's bill. There is a fantastic piece by Steve Moore out in newspapers, you know, the few that run a few conservative deals. But he's a columnist with Creator Syndicate, one of the biggest out there. And it's quite interesting. I'm going to read that to you about school choice, a part of that in a moment in the next segment, because you've got to hear it. Bill to give state power to take control of Harris County elections moves forward in the Texas House. They also gave passage to a deal that gives the Secretary of State more flexibility in verifying voter registration data, you know, instead of just being beholden to this ERIC system between the states that it turns out that the bad actors are part of. So this is going to be interesting on, and it doesn't just apply to Harris County, even though they all like to think that. It basically gives the Secretary of State's offices of elections the ability to take administrative oversight over any county election if there are credible complaints of irregularities. And there are strictures on that. Who can make the complaints? What's real? An investigation time, a trigger time, threshold for action. But I think that's a good bill. Betancourt's been really behind it. So have some others. House approved a bill capping what consumers would pay for a new tool to boost power plants. I have more to say on that in a moment.
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
General Manager Jimmy Rogers invites you to experience the best in dining at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, where in addition to the best steaks and seafood, they have the largest French wine selection in Lubbock. Las Brisas is a rare Best of Award of Excellence winner from Wine Spectator. Spirits aficionados will find a large, special collection of cognac, bourbon, scotch, and other whiskeys, many of which are in the very rare category. Plan a great evening at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse soon.
Hey now, I'm Robert Campbell with Campbell Containers. Have you ever thought about incorporating a shipping container into a new barn or shop like the one we have here at Campbell Containers? Or maybe you just need some extra storage space at your home, farm, or deer lease. Stop by Campbell Containers and look at our inventory. We're on I-20 between Abilene and Clyde at the exit 297, or give me a call, 325-518-3309, or check us out at campbellcontainers.com.
It is true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, Mark Miller agrees, and he'd like to help. Mark Miller is with Edward Jones. Together, he'll give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Mark Miller's office at 3849 Oldham Lane. 3849 Oldham Lane in Abilene. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
No personality worship here. Here is your host, Robert Pratt, with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Before I go any further, the Steve Moore piece, Rural Texas Republicans Fight School Choice, and here's why that's a surprise. And he talks about how this has been the big year for school choice all over the country. At least six additional states joined Arizona and Florida to give parents the ability to have real school choice. And he says, why Deep Red Texas is not part of this? No school choice program in the state of Texas. And it goes on. Handful of rural Republican politicians in the House are still voting with the Democrats and teachers unions to block a measure that would give over 5 million Texas students and their parents the power to decide which school to attend. Rural reps are arguing that this would take money from their local grade schools and high schools, which, by the way, is not exactly true. Then he writes, State Reps Ken King, remember that race, you listeners that have been around a long time, and I told you like Lambert and others, he's elected solely to get more money back to the schools in these towns. That's it. That's his whole reason. That's his coalition. This is a national columnist here. State Rep Ken King, a former school board president from Canadian, Texas. Gary Vandiver, former school superintendent from New Boston and East Texas. And Drew Darby of San Angelo are among the Republicans holding up this game-changing bill. They all argue the public schools in their districts are working just fine. Really? Ken King represents a panhandle school district where less than half the students are at or above grade level in reading, and only 40% of students in his district are at or above grade level in math. Parents don't come out. A friend of mine's right. They don't care. I mean, he serves school boards. They don't care. Nobody cares. They don't care. They don't want to hear it. Vandiver represents a Northeast Texas district where only 52% of students in his district are at or above grade level in reading, and only 43% are at or above grade level in math. That's a vast majority being below where they're supposed to be. Darby in San Angelo, his district has less than half the children reading or doing math at or above grade level. An additional Texas Republican lawmaker, Representative Ernest Bales from the small southeast Texas city of Shepherd's voting against school choice, even though only 27% of students are performing at or above grade level in math in his district. Are these Republicans really arguing this miserable performance is the best Texas can do for its children? The opponents also fail to acknowledge the bill they oppose actually directs more money per student for rural district schools and higher pay for teachers. Meanwhile, states like Arizona report improvements in test scores in rural areas once schools had to compete for students with private schools. All this is to say education choice is proving to be a win-win for Texas children that stay in public schools and families who are given funds to opt for better alternatives. That'll never happen if these people keep standing in the way, folks, because you never have a market mechanism. And speaking of market mechanisms, House approves bill capping at what Texas consumers would pay for a new tool to boost power plants. What this is all this stuff we talked about early on. Go back and listen to the podcast with one of the top experts on this, Bill Peacock, at prattontexas.com. Go to the podcast page and just scroll down. The problem with the Senate Bill 7 is it goes with this new system that we're going to have these performance credits for power generators if they can, you know, get paid really good bonuses for when we're in peak times. And everybody's gotten mad at each other. There were other versions of this. By the way, both these bills received final approval in the House today. And it's just the whole thing is a mess. And what happened was the House said, well, okay, if we're going to go the performance credit mechanism, we need caps on that to make sure that we're not going to pay too much. And, of course, really, it's you and me that are going to pay. They're going to pass this on to us. Their mistake is going to be passed on to us. This is what always happens in politics. You know, there's a great quote. Lionel Shriver said, politics, as opposed to science, does not reward the correction of mistakes, given that correcting a mistake also entails admitting to having made one. Worse, the bigger the mistake, the greater political urgency of defending it at all costs. And that's what's going on with this generation stuff. Because you go through this, and everybody in there is talking about, well, if we don't do it this way, it's going to benefit these guys. If we don't, it's all a mess, and so we got to... And they don't step back and say, wait a minute, it's all a mess, why? Because the whole thing and the whole expense they're going to put on our shoulders and then tell us, oh, but we went and fought for you and put a cap in it. We don't even need this method. It was forgetting about a free market and market forces that got us here. And yet, what are we doing now? We're just extending that over and over and over with government mandarins coming up with a formula in which we'll pay here and there and everything. What do I mean? We were the first, we have the in-state market, we went to a totally free market and it worked great. We all of a sudden outstripped everybody in power evaluation for a long time at the lowest rates in this country. And then all of a sudden, what happened? not only Abbott, but others, and the legislature passed rules incentivizing putting wind and solar on the grid. They created the problem, ladies and gentlemen. And now, like always happens in politics, they're going to make you pay for it. Instead of admitting the mistake, because that would be bad, and just getting rid of all those incentives and putting the burden on the people that are destabilizing the grid, and putting the burden on their investors who are reaping big profits even when they sell electricity for zero because of the federal subsidies. We're not going to put the burden on them. We're going to put it on you and me and tell you we did something for you. Really good. Senate advanced Medicaid expansion for new mothers. This is a big thing Democrats have been pushing. Everybody's gotten into this. I don't, Senate Bill 12, I think it's just more Obamacare stuff. But the Democrats and the press are mad because Senator Kolkhorst put a thing in there that you can't get it if you had an abortion. So I don't know why you'd need that care anyway if you had an abortion. I think because they can go get health care for the depression and everything after they had an abortion paid for by taxpayers. Landgraf's Energy Independence Act goes to the governor's desk. What it does, HB 33, prohibits state agencies and officials from contracting with or providing assistance to any federal agency or official regarding the enforcement of a federal statute, order, rule, or regulation regulating oil and gas operations if the regulation's not already existing law. Kind of a fun future workaround. Senate Bill 614 on foster care that Senator Perry and State Rep. James Frank worked hard on has passed and is going to the governor. This is a very important bill. And there's a process out there called hidden foster care. It lets CPS temporarily separate families without court oversight, and that needs to be stopped. And they had some other bills out there that some abuse in the system. It'll create new reporting and screening requirements for foster care workers. Those have passed. Let's switch gears. Our new, relatively new, Texas Land Commissioner, Don Buckingham, has put out an opinion piece for media. Texas Land Commissioner, Biden's EPA power plant regulations will defund education, crush jobs. That's because our oil and gas lands fund our education in Texas, the state-owned land. This, I'm sure it's appeared in several places. I picked it up at Breitbart. But she's talking about this new set of rules that sort of go against a Supreme Court ruling already on the EPA in West Virginia versus EPA. But under climate change crisis, the EPA has announced this rule that will eliminate pretty much all our, not just coal plants, but natural gas, which until just recently, environmentalists were all for. It's the cleanest form of energy out there, and we've got tons of it. It's cheap. Because they're going to say, well, they'll have to capture almost all their emissions, which, of course, you can't do. And there's really not that bad of emission from it. 60% of our electric production in the country, 60%. Is driven by fossil fuels, what they call fossil fuels. It's just terrible. There have been a lot of people who actually deal with these issues in the detail. And Commissioner Buckingham doesn't go into the details of the policy, but are pointing out this is a death of the West policy that Europe is already on. And you really have to, at this point, wonder if it's actually not an influence thing that's paid for and already bought, the Manchurian candidate type thing, but from the Chinese and the Russians. It's just shocking because this would just turn the West into poor. But then the left has always said that it's wrong for other people to not have as much. And remember, their version of politics is the result of socialism, where everyone is impoverished equally. In other words, nobody can have more, so we're going to make everybody poor instead of making everybody wealthier. Thanks for joining me today. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pride on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.